Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Once you have seen the hand of God that reaches out towards His created subjects, you will never forget it. I'm thinking of the tremendous work of art done by Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel. In that simple depiction is the story of the entire Bible. God reaching out to touch us at the point of our needs. All theology only puts meaning to that truth. All history only demonstrates it. Unlike angry gods who must be satisfied with blood sacrifice, sometimes even the life of your firstborn, the God of the Bible is a loving God who reaches out to touch you at the point of your need where you hurt. Long ago, Isaiah wrote, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear." Question: when someone reaches out with his hand to touch you, how do you respond? How you answer that question probably reveals a lot about your culture, but more than that, about you as a person. It reveals your security or your insecurity. How so? Well, for a starter, individuals who are paranoid don't want to be touched physically. I remember once staying in the home of a pastor whose wife had a phobia of germs. No, she wouldn't shake hands with you. She was obsessed with the fear of germs and the possibility of catching something from you. So she would wash her hands until they were red and chapped. How different is the reaction of two young people in love whose hands seem to be joined in a perpetual grasp or clasp? Sociologist Sidney Garone did a study of how people touch each other, and in doing so, he traveled the world observing people. He discovered that people meet and converse in public places, coffee shops, tea houses, restaurants, and so forth. So he would go somewhere and stay for the entire day just watching, counting the number of times people would actually touch each other. In Latin America, he saw a lot of touching. He concluded that some 180 times a day, there was some kind of meaningful contact with other people. In France, not so much. 110 times a day there was physical contact. But when he went to England, he saw almost no outward display or public contact. In Japan, people bowed, but unless there was Western influence, there were few, if any, physical contacts. A Harvard study says that people who grow up in homes where there is warm physical contact are 71% less likely to suffer health problems such as ulcers and heart disease. How is that for scientific proof that certifies the obvious? Going back to Michelangelo's image of God's hand reaching out for you, it's comforting to know that it was he who initiated the search, sending his son to touch our lives, to bring us back into harmony with his plan and purpose. Time doesn't allow my doing this, but a study of those whom Jesus touched reveals he broke with social tradition and freely touched the untouchables. The leper, the fallen of life, those who were rejects of society. And there was no thought of his being defiled by reaching out to touch someone. There is healing in a touch, so says author and physician Dr. Carl Menninger. And the more estranged and paranoid we are, the more we pull away from each other and from God too. Let God touch your life. And with his touch, there will be emotional and spiritual healing and the freedom that lets you reach out and touch someone else. That's what happens when God first touches you. It's still true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.